AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In eastern Ukraine, the governor of Donetsk says at least 50 people have been killed, including 5 children, in a missile strike on a train station. Charles de Ledesma has more.
As the footage shows a close-up of what is said to be a rocket shell on the ground, the inscription on it says, "For the children." Writing on social media platforms, Zelensky says thousands of people were present in the station at the time of the strike. Kramatorsk is a city in the part of the Donetsk region that's controlled by the Ukrainian government, and its railway station was being used to evacuate civilians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A third Israeli has died after a Palestinian man opened fire into a crowded bar in central Tel Aviv last night. Israeli security forces say they hunted down and killed the attacker this morning. President Biden is celebrating Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation as the first black woman to reach the Supreme Court. The event gets underway shortly. Sagar Meghani reports Jackson will not actually take the bench for several months.
Jackson will replace former boss Stephen Breyer, who won't retire until the court's term ends sometime this summer. That leaves Jackson in an unusual spot. Most new justices start work just a few days after being confirmed.
I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear.
Brett Kavanaugh was sworn in just hours after confirmation. For now, Jackson might not have much to do. She remains on a federal appeals court here in Washington, and a White House official says Jackson will keep staying away from cases, as she has since being nominated. She may spend her time arranging high court clerks and closing down her current office, which is less than a mile from what will be her new workplace. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And SpaceX has launched 3 businessmen for a week at the International Space Station. This is AP News. There's more information being disclosed about the strange case of 2 men in Washington, D.C. accused of impersonating federal agents. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has it.
One of 2 men accused of impersonating federal agents and providing gifts and free apartments in Washington to actual Secret Service agents claimed to have ties to Pakistani intelligence. In court Thursday, federal prosecutors said 35-year-old Haider Ali had told witnesses that he was affiliated with the Inter-Services Intelligence Agency in Pakistan and had multiple visas from Pakistan and Iran. Assistant U.S. Attorney Joshua Rothstein said U.S. authorities have not been able to verify Ali's claims. Ali and 40-year-old Aryan Taherzadeh were arrested Wednesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A detention hearing for the pair is scheduled for this afternoon. Finally, experts say inflation is hitting nonprofits particularly hard, with basic operational expenses up, forcing them to curtail services. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.